Ever find yourself intrigued by new ways we're learning about language acquisition?
Certainly.
Well, get this. Researchers are using eye-tracking technology.
Oh, wow.
To unlock the secrets of how we learn languages.
Fascinating. It's a growing field.
It is.
And researchers from Osaka Prefecture University, they wanted to analyze how people read and comprehend language in a natural setting.
Right, because they weren't using, computer screens in a lab?
They weren't. They opted for paper documents.
Interesting.
And a mobile eye tracker.
Which is like a pair of glasses that's tracking eye movement.
Precisely. Similar to a pair of glasses that tracks eye movement.
Okay.
And this is important because it allows researchers to observe how individuals engage with language in their everyday lives.
Right.
Providing a more authentic representation of reading habits.
So it's how we actually read.
Yes. Consider the range of materials we read.
Right.
Books, articles,
sure.
Even those lengthy terms and conditions.
Right, right.
We encounter language in various forms.
Okay, so for this particular study, researchers worked with 5 native Japanese speakers.
Okay.
With varying levels of English proficiency.
Okay.
And their TOEAC scores, which is a standardized test of English proficiency for non-native speakers, range from 400 to 800.
Got it.
So quite a range there.
A considerable range.
Yeah.
Each participant read business English texts.
Okay.
And then answered comprehension questions.
So like you might find in an exam setting.
Precisely. Much like one might encounter in an exam setting.
And all the while, the SMI mobile eye tracker meticulously recorded their gaze patterns and fixations.
Yes.
Okay.
Allowing for a very precise analysis of their reading behavior.
And to analyze this data, they used a technique called locally likely arrangement hashing, or LAH, to link the eye movements on the physical paper with the digital text.
Yes.
Okay.
A sophisticated method to ensure accurate mapping of eye movement.
So they could pinpoint precisely which words each person focused on.
Exactly.
And for how long.
Precisely, and for what duration. By combining real-world reading with this precise eye tracking, the research offers a compelling glimpse into the cognitive processes involved in language comprehension.
One of the initial findings was this correlation between correctly answered questions and higher TOEAC scores.
As one might anticipate.
Right, right.
Individuals with a strong command of the language tended to perform better on comprehension assessments.
But the connection between eye fixations and skill level presented a more complex picture.
It did.
Okay.
It wasn't a simple one-to-one relationship.
Okay.
For instance, one student's fatigue during the experiment
highlighted
the influence of external factors on eye movements.
Sometimes a pause doesn't mean that you're struggling with a word. Maybe you just need a cup of coffee.
Precisely. Sometimes a pause might simply signal the need for a caffeine boost.
Right.
These nuances are essential to consider when interpreting the data.
Right. It's not always a simple equation.
It's not a simple equation.
No.
There are other factors at play.
What surprised researchers was the ability to identify words participants found challenging solely by examining their eye fixations.
Yes. Quite remarkable.
How did they do that?
They created a histogram for each line of text.
Okay.
Essentially, a visual representation of where participants' eyes lingered.
Okay.
What emerged was remarkable.
Okay.
The challenging words the ones participants grappled with were conspicuous. They were linked to notably longer and more frequent fixations than other words.
So their eyes were lingering longer on words that they were finding difficult.
Precisely.
Okay. So the research demonstrates that eye movements directly correlate to comprehension difficulty.
It does.
Imagine the possibilities this opens up for language learning.
It's exciting to consider.
It is.
The potential applications in this field.
Yeah, like what?
Well, consider the potential for personalized learning.
Okay.
Imagine software that detects in real time which words are giving you trouble and adapts to help. It might offer a quick definition. Simplify the text.
Okay.
Or even present a visual aid.
It would be like having a personalized tutor right there with you.
Precisely.
Wow.
Providing support precisely when you need it.
And think about the potential for skill tracking.
Yes.
We have fitness trackers to monitor physical health.
Right.
So why not a similar device for language acquisition?
Exactly.
Eye tracking technology could track progress, pinpoint areas of stagnation.
Yes.
And suggest tailored learning strategies.
Precisely. It could revolutionize how we approach language learning.
Wow.
Making it more personalized and effective.
This technology could really change how we learn languages.
It has the potential to do so, yes.
Yeah. And I like how you said it's not just for language.
It's not.
What other applications are there?
Well, this research could be applied to other areas.
Okay.
Such as understanding how people learn mathematics,
okay,
music, or even complex motor skills.
It's amazing to think that we can track this in the brain, mm-hmm, essentially.
In a way, yes, we're tracking the external manifestation,
yeah,
of those cognitive processes.
Of those cognitive processes. Wow.
It could transform how we approach education and skill development as a whole.
And this research we've been discussing is just the beginning.
It is.
It opens up a world of possibilities for understanding how we learn and process information.
And as we continue to explore this area,
yeah,
we can expect even more groundbreaking discoveries.
It's an exciting time to be interested in language learning.
It is.
And the science behind it.
Absolutely.
This research has the potential to revolutionize how we approach education and skill development.
It certainly has the potential.
It's as though we're entering a new age of understanding how humans acquire and process information.
It's a fascinating frontier.
And this brings with it a responsibility.
Indeed.
To apply these insights effectively and ethically.
Ethics are paramount.
Right.
As with any powerful tool.
This research has been eye-opening, to say the least.
It's groundbreaking work.
Thank you for joining me on this exploration into the captivating realm of eye tracking and language learning.
It's been a pleasure.
Until our next deep dive.
Until then.
Keep those minds engaged.
Yeah.